For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast. It's Joe Marino, Kyle Krabs, and Chris Schubert from the Draft Network. And we are your hosts here on this Tuesday episode of the show. And we are brought to you by Bet Online, who would like to wish you a new happy betting year as we continue our march through the playoffs. Bet Online remains the number one spot for all the sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year and they have a newly updated website. So check it out and sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, and BetOnline is where the game starts. Kyle, happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you as well. I'm excited for today's concept. I'm excited that we're into the divisional round as well.
Yeah, fun concept today. Two truths and a lie. Playoff edition, Shub. What's up, man?
Hello. I am preparing to put on my best lying face to you gentlemen to try to confuse you and make you think that I am telling you the truth when I'm in fact lying. This is a lot of fun because not only do we have to share three statements and figure out which one's the lie, there could be disagreements on whether or not we think the person two truths are accurate. There could be disagreements about that. So this is going to be a lot of fun today.
Kyle, am I allowed to ask you what you are consuming?
Looked like it's a glass of milk.
It's smoothie. It's a protein smoothie.
All right. Protein smoothie. So Kyle's getting them
refuel.
Protein
food
in
is
them.
Fuel.
Yeah,
food.
Man.
Are you guys bothered by my new setup, by the way?
Yes.
I am bothered by the fact that you are clearly looking at us, but your camera is not facing you, and so we can't see your face. Yes.
Yep. It's, I do not like it at all. It's going to really boost my lying capabilities here for two turns.
Because I can't see you. Yeah.
Right.
Also, very quick aside, and again, this is an audio podcast, visual, you know, bits be damned. Love the fact that, and I just noticed this yesterday, the Jalen Waddle Panini card has been put back together.
Correct.
And it is up on the wall. That's a new development,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah, that's when I remodeled the office about 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
It's the Waddle corner there.
So I had to, and for anybody who's not familiar, when we did the draft coverage this past year, we had Panini and they had these like, what is it? A four by two poster of like Panini trading cards with all the draft prospects on it. Dolphins drafted Waddle, you run over, you get the card, and I'm all excited. Da, 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 da. And then I decide I'm taking this home with me from the studio that we did the show at. And this thing is twice the size of my briefcase. So I'm like playing with it, pliability. I'm like, okay, it's not paper, it's not cardboard, it's one of those poster boards. I think if I get it in here and kind of pack my stuff around it, I can get it home in one piece because I wasn't going to carry it on the plane and then have to deal with the questions of your personal item being this thing. And no, thank you. I don't want to have those conversations. So I get it in and I'm zipping up the suitcase. And as I'm coming around the last corner, I hear pop. And sure enough, this thing snapped directly in half. So it was two halves of a Jalen Waddle big poster that had to be reconstructed. But as Chris mentioned, it is well reconstructed and it is up on the wall.
The audible crunch that we all heard when Kyle closed the suitcase, we knew in the moment what had happened, but he did not want to reopen it to see the damage until he got home.
No, I was not about, and I was praying that they didn't need to open that bag up and see anything, because then they'd take it out and I'd be there at the airport with it shredded.
Let's lie to each other, gentlemen. Let's lie to each other.
Great.
Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
All right. So which of the following?
Hold on, Joe. For Kyle and I've put you full screen so we can get a really good gauge of whether
or not you're sure. Thank you.
Which of the following is the biggest lie about the NFL playoffs? And these are more, not necessarily about these playoffs, but things about these playoffs. Number one, the Monday night wild card game is awesome. Number two, having 7 seeds per conference is a good idea. Number three, it is perfectly fine for coordinators to interview for head coaching vacancies while they're still alive in the postseason.
So it's supposed to be 2 truths and a lie.
Yeah.
Which one is the lie? You can only pick out
the biggest lie.
You don't think the Monday Night Football game is awesome?
I maybe told you 3 lies, but your job right now is to figure out which one you think is the biggest lie. There's no wrong answer.
That's not the game. The game is 2 truths.
I did my own thing here.
You rat bastard.
What are you doing?
Which one of those 3 things do you hate the most? The guy
that I hate. That I hate the most, or I think you hate the most.
Oh. Sure.
That's the spirit of the game.
See, that's the game.
Okay, yeah. Which one do you think I hate the most? The Monday night wild card game, 7 seats per conference, or coordinators interviewing for head coaching vacancies while their team's alive.
You hate the Monday night wild card, and I do too.
And that's he used the term awesome, and Joe doesn't think anything's awesome. He doesn't use that word ever.
Mm.
So I think he's overcompensating.
But he hates.
I know he hates 7 seeds.
We did this yesterday.
We bitched about that yesterday on the show.
I hate all 3 of these things.
Weep. Sorry you have good assistant coaches and kept the same coaching staff for 4 years, Joe.
Yeah, not anymore. It's blowing up this year for sure.
It's the Monday night game. I'll go the 7 seeds.
Yeah, it's a Monday night. What a
unfair just give competitive balance.
Yeah. I mean, that winds up being like one day. And I guess there's no difference if you're like play on Saturday versus Sunday. But the winner of that game last night, the Rams, now have to play on a short week on the road in Tampa.
And it's not a short week for the Rams. They didn't really do a whole lot last night anyway, so they're good.
And they didn't even get the late slate on Sunday. They put them in the early game.
Right. Right. This is wrong.
You want to go, Kyle? Or do you want me to go?
Yeah. Chris, you go ahead and go.
Okay.
You go ahead and go.
All right. I actually believe 2 of these statements, and the other one is a lie. I actually play the game properly here on the show. Of the teams eliminated on wild card weekend, only 2 will be back in the playoffs next season. 2 playoff losers will have new starting quarterbacks in 2022.
From
this past weekend. There are 2 coaches that should be fired for their performances over wildcard weekend.
That's 1,000,000% truth. That last one is Mike McCarthy and Cliff Kingsbury. That's 1,000,000% true. He can't even contain his smile.
Those are the 2. There you go. That's true. Those 2 should be gone.
So that's a truth. So now we got a 50-50 shot, Joe.
Okay.
It was 2 losers from last weekend will have new starting quarterbacks.
Okay. So real quick, Raiders, Patriots, Eagles, Cowboys, Steelers, Cardinals.
One Steelers of those is guaranteed. One. Yep.
Probably Carr
could leave. Philly, maybe, if they make a splash. So there's a couple pathways that one can be true.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first one was what, Chris?
I will read it again to you. Of the teams eliminated on wild card weekend, only 2 will be back in the playoffs next season.
I think that's true. Only 2. So that means 4.
Means Raiders, Arizona. Find me another team that won't make the playoffs.
Eagles?
Eagles.
Steelers?
So that's the lie. That's the lie. Right. The first one's the lie.
So you think the quarterback one is the lie or the two teams make returning to the playoffs
two,
is
two
the lie?
Teams, only two teams returning is the lie.
No, the lie is that there will be two teams with new quarterbacks next season. I only think so two teams will return. So no, I believe the Cowboys will be back next season.
Right.
And I believe the who was the other team that I had that would be back?
But I'm saying you only believe one quarterback who lost this weekend is going.
Correct.
To,
I think Carr
it's
is
only
back
Pittsburgh.
Next
okay.
Correct. I think the Cowboys and Patriots can both be back in the playoffs next season.
Hey, and how about Mayock getting the axe dropped on him? That's a bummer, isn't it?
Weird.
I guess at the end of the day, like. In the same way that the coach is responsible for everything that happens on the field, the GM is responsible for what the roster looks like. And they obviously had some missteps along the way, but I would have liked to have seen the job Mike could have done without Gruden. So that was a buzzkill.
Kind of think that was always the deal, though. They were kind of a package. I never thought one could survive the other.
Yeah, listen, Jim Harbaugh is going to pick the GM anyway, so...
I feel like he does go, by the way.
Harbaugh?
To Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. That would be where I'd put my money right now. All right, Kyle, hit us with it.
Okay. Derrick Henry will run for 150-plus yards this weekend against the Bengals. The 49ers should keep Jimmy Garoppolo in 2022. And the NFL playoffs are proving the reduced value of running back position.
I don't think you think Derrick Henry is running for 150 yards this week.
You think this man, our friend Kyle Krabs, guy who loves to cut people on the salary cap, thinks they should keep Jimmy Garoppolo for next season?
Well, it's one of those two, right? Kyle probably believes that Derrick Henry will do that over... What you said, Kyle probably firmly thinks that Jimmy G should be gone in San Francisco.
Can I tell you my thought?
Sure.
There are two running back related ones that are opposite ends of the spectrum. They cancel each other out. The lie is the Jimmy one. That's my thought.
I agree with you. I think the Jimmy one's the lie.
We would like to submit our lie as Jimmy Garoppolo should be back as the 49ers quarterback in 2022.
That is correct. And it's not because of performance. I think Jimmy's doing an admirable job of executing the offense. But when you made the kind of investment that they've made, you can't stave that off, right? Like that, I guess there's just I have a fundamental roadblock with we traded 3 ones for Trey Lance. He effectively gets a redshirt year. And he's still gonna sit. Going into next season. I fundamentally have a problem with that.
Well, and Kyle, add to it too, with the quarterback market the way that it is, there's an opportunity to get something for Jimmy G. And I think passing up that opportunity would be foolish to recoup something back.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Well, and it's not like Jimmy G's played at a level like Aaron Rodgers did with Jordan Love that makes it okay for a second redshirt season. Jimmy G has not forced the issue right. Like that.
Right.
All right, Joe. Three truths and two lies or whatever game you're playing today on the show. Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. Which, regarding the wild card losers, okay, so similar to Shuby. Which of the following do you think I think is a lie? One, the Eagles will make the playoffs in 2022. The Patriots will make the playoffs in 2022. The Steelers will miss the playoffs in 2022. Eagles will make. Patriots will make.
Eagles make. Steelers miss.
Mm-hmm.
I think he thinks the Steelers will miss.
I know for a fact he thinks the Patriots are in trouble.
Right, but how can you not think the Eagles are in trouble?
because their division stinks. And they have three first-round picks.
Their division does stink, and they do have three first-round picks. You're convincing me very slowly, Kyle. Right. It might be the Patriots here. This also could just be our AFC East bias against the Patriots showing here.
Him and I had the conversation. I know what he thinks of the Patriots.
All right, we're gonna use the inside intel and go with the Patriots.
Well, he's saying that they make the playoffs. So yes,
so then that's a lie.
I'm going to identify that as the lie.
Okay, I will also identify that as the lie.
Got it. I don't think they're back. I don't think they're back.
I was curious if you were going to give me an okie doke here and show me the carrot and hope I chase it on a string, and then give me the old switcheroo, or if you were going to use this as an opening window into your talking point that you have regarding the Patriots.
Well, I think it's probably just as interesting to consider the other two scenarios where Pittsburgh, look, we know that Tomlin's always going to have that team competitive, but I also feel like they're going to do something meaningful at quarterback that will put them right back in it. As for the Eagles, the NFC landscape in general makes me nervous, you know, and I don't know why they can't get back into it with what they have this offseason and, you know, their offensive line in a run game to rely on. I don't know if they're going to be a team that's going to win playoff games, but I think they can get back. The Patriots, to me, just they're very limited in terms of cap space. They have very limited draft capital. They have tons of meaningful free agents. And I'm just concerned about their ability, especially in this AFC where you know Baltimore is going to be back next year. You know, they're going to be right back in. They play a last place schedule. We actually missed on that. They don't have a third place schedule. They have a last place schedule.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'll see a couple of teams from the South. The West looks like there could be a couple of teams there. I'm not sure if the Patriots have a very clear path to getting back.
I will go with my next group if you guys are ready.
Yep.
Please do. Please do.
Cam Akers is the biggest X factor remaining in the playoffs. The road team with the best chance for an upset is the Cincinnati Bengals.
You piece of shit. I have that exact same one.
Josh Allen is the best quarterback remaining in the postseason.
Oh, my God. This is what you think to be true?
What I think to be true, and one of those was a lie.
Okay, say it again.
Okay. Cam Akers is the biggest X factor remaining in the playoffs. The road team with the best chance for an upset is the Cincinnati Bengals. Josh Allen is the best quarterback remaining in the postseason.
Kyle, he did the same thing. Like, he has two contrasting points there with the second and third. Because the Bills are a road team. So if he thinks that Josh Allen's the best quarterback remaining in the playoffs, he's probably not going to think that they are a road team that would lose.
I think he believes the Josh Allen one, for sure.
I do too.
What's tough is it was in the pre-show. Cam Akers' name came up. Did you bring that up though?
I brought it up and he was weirdly glowing about it. Weirdly.
Biggest
X factor?
That's such a lofty.
That's too strong. That's too weird. There's too many better answers for that to be what Chris is going to, the hill that Chris is going to plant his flag on. But then
that means you think the Bengals beating the Titans is the most realistic outcome for a road win.
You mean the Bengals beating the Titans, right?
Yes. Regardless of what I said.
The other road teams, I mean, you have the Bills in Kansas City,
Los Angeles, and San Francisco.
Okay. I think it's Cam Akers. That's just too weird.
Yeah.
Like how do you not think Derrick Henry's return is not a bigger X factor than Cam Akers?
I'll take that with you. Cam Akers' biggest X factor is the lie.
Joe, who's my Super Bowl pick?
The Bills.
So how can I say that the road team with the best chance for an upset is the Cincinnati Bengals? Well, that's the lie. That is a lie.
I got.
See, and that pisses me off because I have that as my lie for my next block. Is the Bengals have the best chance at a road win?
Yeah,
I sort of
really
have something along those lines as well.
So to answer what you guys were talking about, I understand that Derrick Henry's return is a big deal, but the Rams not having Cam Akers for the entirety of the season and now getting this guy back healthy, fresh, as another element to this offense, the way he played last night really impressed me. So it might be an overreaction to what I saw last night, and I have no problem raising my hand on that, but I was super impressed with the way that he played last night. And I think if they are able to have him and Sony Michel as a 1-2 punch with their running back room, oof, I think they could go far. All right, Kyle, what do you got? Even though I stole your lie.
Yeah, so I'm doing a little bit of MacGyvering here, so I need a second because
okay.
I'm combining two blocks and now my third block is blown up, but at least I'm gonna have a second block.
I don't think we're gonna get to your third block, so I think you're gonna be okay.
Good. Okay. Two truths and a lie. The real AFC championship game is this weekend's Buffalo-Kansas City matchup. I want to see Chiefs-Titans in the AFC championship game. I want to see Bucks-Packers in the NFC championship game.
Oh. Okay.
Joe, hold on here. Joe?
Okay.
We can work together on this.
I think we can too.
Okay.
Kyle, read them one at a time. One at a time.
Okay. So the real AFC championship game is this weekend's Bills-Chiefs matchup.
I think Kyle thinks that's true.
No, I
want to see Chiefs-Titans AFC championship game.
That's true.
I want to see Bucks-Packers NFC championship game.
That's definitely true.
So you just said all three were true, Joe. Okay, so how much helpful were you?
Okay, so wait. I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that number three is true.
I would agree that he absolutely wants to see Bucks Packers. 1,000%.
Okay, so then it's, does he want to see Chiefs Titans?
So here's the problem. There's a little bit of meta that's going on here because of the TDN staff, and I know Kyle does not like the Titans.
He really doesn't like the Bengals.
That's true. But at the same time, does Kyle strike you as the person that's going to be one of these people that's like, well, the real AFC championship game is this weekend, not the actual AFC. Do you, though? I don't think so. The real AFC championship game is the one that actually gets played.
You think Kyle believes that?
I do.
You don't think that's a fair way for Kyle's got a picture of this smoothie. What is going on?
Just drinking
out of the pitcher. Like, what do we? You feel like you're wasting a glass. Yeah,
wasting the glass there.
Okay.
Do you feel super strong about the Chiefs Titans being the lie?
Well, he definitely wants the Chiefs, and I don't know about the Bengals. And like, I know that he doesn't like either of those teams, but I feel like. No, dude, he doesn't like the Bengals, man. I'm telling you.
So do you think that's true then?
He also doesn't want the Titans, though. He doesn't want friggin' Tannehill going to the AFC championship game.
Okay, so then in that case, then does that not give credence to the first statement being true that he thinks the real AFC championship game is with the two?
Okay, I'll buy it.
I don't like what you're saying. Okay, so we think the second statement is a lie.
We think the one about the real AFC championship game being between Kansas City and Buffalo is the lie.
Wait, what? I flipped.
You guys went through the whole thing and came to different conclusions.
we crossed wires. I think because of what you said, that he despises the Titans and the Bengals, that he actually thinks the real AFC championship game is this weekend.
That's it.
And so then the second statement is the lie.
Okay, we got there.
We are going with the second statement being a lie.
Please state which of those statements
repeated
so I know what you're saying.
We believe that the statement that you want to see Chiefs Titans is the lie.
Got him. Damn. The lie is the first one. I told you, Joe.
No,
and then I came around to it, then you talked me out of it.
Because the real AFC championship game is the AFC championship.
I knew it.
Game
I knew, my friend. I knew
right,
that the
lie. I got there too, Shuby, and then you talked me out of it.
You talked me out of it originally. That's we talked ourselves. Son of a bitch.
I'm glad somebody got stumped. And Chris, you can thank yourself.
What are you talking about?
You can thank yourself because Bengals being the road team with the best chance to get a win was originally in place of that lie that the real AFC championship game is Bills Chiefs.
I would have sniffed that out because it was also my lie.
Right. So you would have got it, but you stole it from me before I got
there. Kyle wants Bucks, Packers, and Chiefs.
Titans.
Yes.
That's what this man wants.
All right.
All right, Joe, can you very quickly do your third
before we get out of here? Which one is a lie regarding what will happen in the divisional round? Which one's a lie? Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen will combine for at least 9 total touchdowns on Sunday night. Biggest margin of victory in the divisional round will come in the 49ers-Packers game. Number 3, the Titans will beat the Bengals.
I think he thinks the last one's a lie.
So we discussed the over-under for the Titans, for the Chiefs-Bills game on our TDN meeting yesterday. And when the number was 55, Joe said, well, that's not high enough.
It's a small number. Well, it is. So, it needs like an extra 10 points.
Right. So, but 9 touchdowns, if he actually believed that, that would be in line with that thought. I also think he actually believes that the biggest margin of victory is going to be. I agree with you, Kyle. I think the third one's the lie.
The third one is
That's what we're going with. The third one is the lie.
Yeah.
It was in Bengals the presentation, Joe.
Bengals are going on, man. They're moving on.
Firing on all cylinders. Be interesting.
Good job, everybody.
That's one of those game script ones, right? Like the game script's got to go a certain way. And I don't know if Tennessee falls behind by double digits. Like Cincinnati will keep their foot on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't afford to lose possessions there. This was fun. 2 truths and a lie. Always enjoy this. We'll have to holster. Although maybe we'll break them out in the staff meeting, Chris, because you and I had other ones and not today. I know we got a guest on our staff meeting with us today and we're looking forward to that. So that means we got to get the heck out of here.
That's right.
So we're going to go ahead and call this a day. Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, Chris Schubert. Thanks, as always, for checking out the Draft Dudes podcast. We have some guests on the podcast the next couple of days that we're really looking forward to. So hit subscribe. Come on back tomorrow. Find out who and what we are talking about on Draft Dudes. Make it a good one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.